Archers for week 2 to 7 February 2003.
Kirsty and Chaba are trying something different.
You don't think this was a mad idea?
No, it's great. I didn't know Sheila did these rides.
A hack, Kirsty. A hack.
All right, you're the expert.
Hardly an expert.
Oh, come on, Chaba, you're much better than me.
How are you doing, you two?
Yeah.
Good, thanks, Sheila.
You can relax, you know, Kirsty.
Oh, have I got these reins okay?
Well, you don't have to hold them quite so tight.
Oh, I think I do.
No, you'll only make him tense up. Look,
more like this. He won't just bolt off.
Oh, what do you think, Chaba?
No, if he does, I'll come and rescue you.
Oh, thank you.
I should think so. It's in his blood, you know, Kirsty. All those Magyar horsemen thundering across the plains with their swords flashing.
Not these days. More likely driving about in their Mercedes.
Oh, well, another illusion bites the dust. Oh, excuse me. Pip and Daniel are going too far ahead. See you.
Bye, Sheila, thanks.
Well, I'm sorry if you're not enjoying it.
Oh, I am. Honestly, you don't know how good it is to do something different for a change.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of standing about in the sleet watching someone feed his pigs, or sitting round while he reads organic farming from cover to cover.
Good. I only want to please you.
Oh, you're so cute. I'd give you a kiss if I dared lean over.
I dare.
Oh, I can't get over anyone paying me this much attention. Oh, I don't want to go on about it, but with Tom, it was just work, work, work.
Yeah?
Well, that's how it got. He wasn't like it when we first met. He was all for smashing big business then.
About Tom?
Yeah?
He's not going to be very pleased, is he, that we're going out?
Hey, it's nothing to do with him.
I wouldn't be very pleased.
Well, that's his problem.
But straight away after...
I'm sorry, Chad, but he had it coming. And to be honest, I think we'd have split up anyway.
Really?
I want a proper boyfriend who's got time to be with me.
Right.
Which is why I've got the whole day off from the ball. I'm not going to make the mistake of putting work first.
Good.
I just want to be with you.
Me too. Every minute I can.
Well, that's a great start, eh, Tom? A blazing route with your most likely backers.
I know.
So now what are you going to do?
Go straight to Gran, of course. Except typical. She and Jack have suddenly decided to spend their time zapping all over the country.
Oh, yeah. Caroline said something.
Some pottery yesterday and the stupid Blackberry line all day today.
Oh, very nice.
But why, for goodness sake? Why can't they just sit at home like normal old people?
That's very thoughtless.
It's driving me mad waiting.
I concede. Hey, pass us the basket over, will you?
Hmm? Oh. Can't believe you're doing the ironing on your birthday.
Well, someone's got to do it.
You'll be down the pub tonight.
I don't think so.
What are you doing then?
Oh, Hayley's got a couple of steaks in.
Yeah, and?
Well, that's it.
So, what, you went clubbing last night?
Tom, in case you hadn't noticed, one, we got Phoebe, two, we got no money, and three, I was working last night to get today off.
Okay.
I just can't do it.
I thought Helen was bad. Even she'll be out this week when Greg's in France.
Oh, yeah, I suppose she'll be able to go out with Kirsty now.
Well, maybe. All right, desperate pair. Well, if Kirsty manages to pull, I hope he knows what he's letting himself in for.
Not bitter about it, then.
I don't give a stuff. Plenty more fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you seemed pretty fed up about it last week.
Well, that was last week.
Well, I hope you're not expecting me to go trawling Borchester with you.
Not with your taste in shirts.
This is Hayley's, you plonker.
Oh. Come out for a drink tonight, Roy.
No, I don't think so, Tom, honestly.
Oh, come on, I'll have you back by 7. Plenty of time to play Happy Families.
What about seeing your gran?
I can't. They won't be back till late. She'll be knackered. Oh, go on, mate. I'm buying.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Great. How about the Crownet, Penny Hassett?
I haven't said yes yet.
Well, they've done it out. Strip floors, modern British cooking.
Oh, that's settled then.
There could be another outlet for my sausages.
Thought this was my birthday treat.
That as well.
Well, can't we just go with the bull?
Roy! Do you think Kirsty wants to see me out having a good time?
Well, I suppose not.
I don't have to rub her nose in it. She'll hear soon enough anyway.
So, will we be seeing you next week?
Well, it's up to Kirsty.
If someone doesn't help me get down, I'll still be here next week.
Both feet out of your stirrups, then?
Both?
Yeah, it's all right. Now, reins in your left hand. That's it. Just relax your legs a bit.
Now, lean forward and bring your right leg over his back.
It's all right. Chaba's got you. There. Just like getting off a bike.
Oh, I never mastered that either.
Better?
Feels weird. My legs are all funny.
I'll have your hat.
Thanks, Shula.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm starving too.
Good job we have tea at Brookfield.
And then we're going out for a drink.
Lucky you. I've got invoices to file.
Oh, sorry. Oh, thanks for a great afternoon.
Anytime.
Yeah, thanks, Shula. Bye.
Bye. Joanne, can you... Thanks.
More happy customers?
Oh, hi.
Oh, it's freezing out here.
Not when you've been moving about. Mm. What have you been doing all afternoon?
Oh, crashed out in front of the telly.
Oh, Benton, no wonder.
Well, I did achieve something, though.
Oh?
Yeah, finished off the last of the Christmas chocolates.
Kenton, look.
Hmm?
We think it's about time you moved on.
What? I don't understand. I refuse strawberry creams.
Oh, not about those.
I thought you didn't like
them. I don't.
Okay, I mean, I know there were a couple of truffles. Oh, and there was a coconut
Kenton,
thing with it.
Shut up about chocolates. It's got nothing to do with that.
Well, what is it to do with?
Look, the thing is, it just isn't working anymore. We've tried our best.
Yeah, well, I certainly have. I mean, what other suckers are going to straighten your blasted mucky?
We've been very patient. But you getting Alistair's car clamped, then hijacking the builders...
Oh, so it's Alistair's say-so, is it?
No. No, not entirely. It's what we both think.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for the sisterly support.
Oh, Kenton.
No, I'll be going as soon as I hear about the casino job anyway. There's a flat thrown in.
That's not the point.
No, but I'll be out of your way.
We don't want it linked to your getting a job.
Oh, so you're just throwing me out?
Oh.
Oh, terrific. Fine, well, if that's how you want it.
Kenton.
No, I'll go and pack now, shall
I? Oh, don't be stupid. Of course we're not throwing you out. But, well, how about, say, the end of the month? I can't be fairer than that now, can I?
Good here, isn't it?
Well, it's different. Last time I came, it was all dark and full of horse brasses.
There's loads of these pub conversions going on. Some guy in Felpsham's got about six of them now.
Yeah, well, it's happening all over, isn't it? Smartening places up and putting up the prices.
Mm.
Me and Ailey couldn't afford to eat off this menu.
Don't worry, I'll treat you when I've made my first million.
Mm, thanks. Shame, though, isn't it? It's like Daphne's in Borchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been bought out by one of the coffee chains. They won't serve you a fried egg bat, will they?
Not unless they put a bit of salad on the side and call it a panini.
Yeah, three times the price.
If that's what people want.
Well, who says it is? It's all they're offered these days, that's all.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you want to hear Brenda? I mean, she's a big fan of Daphne's.
So what's she going to do? Lie down in front of the shopfitters?
Hey, no, there's quite a few against it in town. Old Wayne Foley's doing a feature this week, and she's done some recording for it.
You should tell Jack. Get it in the Echo.
Well, no, they're doing a piece as well, you know. Every town centre looks the same. Multinationals taking over the world and that.
Well... I don't mind signing a petition or something if they get one going.
Well, I'll tell Brenda. And you won't be the only one.
Oh, old Daphne never bought any sausages off me.
Oh.
You didn't mind coming here, did you, Chabba?
Nope.
Mm. Only I don't want to spend my time off in the ball. I see enough of the place as it is.
Anywhere with you is fine for me, Kirsty.
Oh, you're so nice.
It's not a problem, I hope.
No, it is not. Mm. Should we find a seat?
Somewhere private.
Yeah.
After you.
Oh, and so polite, too.
No, oh, come on, he should have got sent off for that.
Oh, definitely, a tackle like that could ruin someone's career.
Yeah, well, they've got to go on. Don't look now.
What?
Just don't turn around.
What?
Kirsty? Kirsty?
John.
Hiya, Chabba.
Evening.
Nice, isn't it? Been before. Separately, I mean, obviously.
It's the first time.
Aren't you working tonight, Kirsty?
Doesn't look like it, does it?
But you always work Sundays.
I used to, yeah. Because you were always working and being in the pub was the only way I could see you. Well, I don't have to worry about that now.
I think we'll sit down.
I've had the whole day off, if you want to know. We went riding this afternoon.
Riding? You?
All around the lanes, we had a great time.
Right.
Anyway, we don't want to crash in on your, big night out.
Oh, no, we're only starting here. We'll be moving on soon.
Hey?
Yeah. Right. Nice to see you, Roy.
Yeah, sure. Cheers.
See ya.
Bye. And stop gaping, Tom. It's really not attractive.
Did you know about this?
Of course not. I had no idea.
I knew he was sniffing around, right from New Year's Eve.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, she didn't hang about, did she?
No.
She'd obviously got him all lined up.
I don't know about
that. Oh, come on, Roy. She must have been planning it for ages.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like Kirsty.
All this stuff about me working was just an excuse.
You have been working long hours.
And to think I introduced them. I was the one who went round to Brookfield and invited him to come out with us.
Yeah, I remember.
He's got a nerve. I mean, is it me? But what does she see in him?
I don't know. Tall, dark and handsome.
Oh, please.
Well, you did ask.
Proves one thing.
What?
There's no woman worth wasting your time and effort on.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Makes me realise I'm doing the right thing. I've got a good mind to go round and see Gran right now.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Yes, it is.
Not when you're like this, Tom. You're not going to do a very good job of selling you your business plan when you're all screwed up about Kirsty, are you?
Who says I'm screwed up about Kirsty?
Well, I reckon that you...
Come on, drink up.
But Ailey doesn't want me back yet. She wants to leave the table
on
dice. No! You're not going to see your gran like this. If you're serious about these flipping sausages, you owe it to yourself to give her the best pitch you can. And that's not going to be tonight.
No?
No, she's been out all day. You said yourself. She'll be exhausted, and you're all over the place. Just sleep on it.
You reckon?
You want the right result, don't you?
Of course I do.
Then leave it till tomorrow. Don't go throwing this away as well.
There's soup on the stove still for your lunch and ham in the fridge.
Oh, don't worry about me.
And a bit of that pie left.
Jill, don't worry. You get off. When do you think you'll be back?
It's hard to say. Probably not till mid-afternoon.
Oh.
Well, there's a lot of viruses about. And two at the Laurels with bronchitis.
Well, don't you go catching anything.
I won't. Where did I put my car keys?
Well, you be careful. What about your lunch?
I don't know. I'll probably get a sandwich.
Well, make sure you have something.
All right, dear. Oh, here they are. Now, have I got everything?
Except your halo.
What? Oh. Well, somebody's got to do it. And most people don't have time. What are you going to do with yourself?
Me? Oh, well, I thought I might do a bit in the garden.
Oh, can you nail up that bit of trellis that's come away?
Oh, yes, of course. I've got that new piece to put up, but I'm waiting for you to tell me where you want it.
Oh, yes.
Funny, isn't it? You thought you were going to be the one with time on your hands when we retired.
Phil, go up to Brookfield if you're at a loose end.
No. They'll only think I've come to have a go at them about Midsummer Meadow.
You're not to brood about it, love.
It's easier said than done.
Oh, no.
All right. I'll see to it. Oh, hello.
I'm not disturbing you, I hope.
Not at all. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Morning, Jill.
Hello, Heather. I'm afraid you're going to have to excuse me. I was just on my way out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. Don't let me hold you up. I only wondered if you'd got any magazines you'd finished with. I brought you a few in exchange.
Well, I might have, but I haven't really got time to look now.
Oh, I can see that. I never mind.
I'll have a look tonight, if you like.
Oh, thanks. I'd be grateful.
Well, you'll stay for a cup of coffee now you're here, won't you, Heather?
Well,
yes, you must. I'll see you later, Phil.
Oh, yes. Bye, love.
I'll leave you to it.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Oh. Well, this is a welcome diversion. I thought I was going to have to tackle the garden.
Oh, it's a bit raw for that. Before I forget, I brought you this.
Marmalade. Lovely. Thank you.
I made a big batch at the weekend. You can tell I'm out of stuff to read.
Well, I suppose there's not that much reading matter at Brookfield.
Oh, plenty of the band's books and the Farmer's Weekly. But I'm at the library every week at home and I've really missed it.
We used to have the mobile library, but with the cuts. Look, you want to sign up in Barchester?
Could I? I suppose I should.
Actually, they've got a CD for me I ordered. I could run you in now if you like.
Really?
Well, why not? Well, we could even stay for a bite of lunch. They've got a very good cafe.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Has Jill's deserted me?
Oh, just put him down if he's bothering you, Tom.
No, it's fine, really.
He loves visitors, Ben does. You'll have fur all over your jumper, mind.
Yeah. When it says salaries, Gran, that's a butcher, 2 half-days a week and a part-time packer. Plus me. It's all costed in.
I see.
I'll tell you what. Shall I make us some coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Great.
Won't be long.
Well, this all seems very thorough, Tom. Well done.
Thanks.
So, what exactly do you want from me?
Oh, Gran, just to have some faith in it, I suppose. Some faith in me.
And lend you £60,000?
No. Well, yes, if you want to, that'd be fantastic. Or some of it. Anything. But at the very least, I hope she'd be in my back for the bank.
Stand surety for the loan?
Yeah.
What about your mum and dad? You must have discussed it with them.
Oh, yeah, we've discussed it all right.
And?
Well, I'd like to say they've encouraged me, and I suppose they did at first, but when it came to putting up some money or setting the loan against their assets, it was no go.
And why do they feel like that?
They say they're too stretched, with the shop and everything. But the thing is, Gran, it's like they're always trying to hold me back, saying I'm too young, too inexperienced. It's when you're young you want to do this kind of thing, before you get trapped in the same rut. And how am I going to get any experience if no one will give me a break?
That's always the problem, isn't it?
So, what do you reckon?
I'd like to think it over. Talk to Jack about it.
Oh, right. I was really hoping you'd be able to say yes.
I realise that. But part of my experience has been learning not to make any impulsive decisions.
Right. So when do you think you'll be able to let me know?
Well, I'm afraid we're going up to London tomorrow.
What?
Well, it's such a miserable time of year, we thought we'd treat ourselves.
But you'll let me know before you go?
I'm sorry, Tom, I'll need longer than that.
Oh, but when you get back?
I'll be in touch as soon as I've made up my mind.
OK, then. I'll think of you when I'm out and freezing drinkers in the dark.
Not for much longer, maybe.
Let's hope not.
Here we are. Coffee.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I was just saying, we're going up to London for a couple of days, aren't we?
Yes, to see Les Miserables. I can't wait.
Haven't you seen that before?
This will be our fourth time. Jack loves it so.
Do you know the show at all, Tom?
Not really.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You stay there, I'll put the CD on.
I know it's silly, but I was so pleased. Like a child let off school.
Oh, Mum. And then Dad wasn't there.
Just a curt little note that he'd taken Heather into Worcester.
Oh, they won't be long, surely.
I don't suppose so. I didn't want to be in the house by myself. I wanted to surprise him.
Oh, poor you. Oh, what did you do with all your invalids, anyway? You haven't been bumping them off, have you?
Well, a few of clothes didn't take very long. And at the Laurels, one had got their relatives with them, and the other's been taken into hospital.
Oh, dear.
And then I went over to Pennyhassett to call on Mrs. Walker. She's supposed to be virtually housebound till she gets her knee done.
Oh, the one who used to clean for Jennifer?
Yes. Only to find she'd gone out to bingo.
I don't think visiting the six doing your blood pressure much good.
No. Well, I'll be glad when we get the new vicar. Can't one of your girls do that?
Oh, it keeps me fit. I did have Kenton quite well trained, but that didn't last long.
I bet.
I ought to warn you, Mum, we've kind of given him notice.
Notice?
To quit.
I see.
Yeah, I'm afraid he took advantage once too often. Poor Alistair's had enough.
Oh, dear. I wonder where he'll go.
Well, there's a flat provided with the casino job, if he gets it.
If? Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see. What with him and Midsummer Meadow?
Oh, yes, Dad mentioned that. It's a shame, isn't it? But I can see how tempting it is for Ruth and David.
Yes. Your father's taken it badly, though.
Mum. Oh, I've done enough of this for now. Mm. Come in and have some lunch.
No, thanks, sure, I won't.
Oh, go on.
No, I only came for a moan. I'm on my way to the shop for some preserving sugar.
Right.
When life hands you a lemon, make lemonade, they say, don't they? Well, I thought I'd make marmalade.
Oh, lovely.
I'm ashamed of myself. I've had the oranges since last week.
Oh, you have been pretty busy.
That's no excuse. Anyway, Phil loves homemade marmalade. And he'll be back soon. We can have a nice afternoon, just the two of us.
I'm only taking the one sweater, Peggy. It always feels warmer in London.
That should be fine. So you can't fault Tom's figures?
No, it all looks good on paper. But launching a product isn't just about the figures.
That's the last thing I expected you to say.
Well, the point is, you'd expect Tom to make them stand up.
You think he's being over-optimistic?
He could be. I know he's got a potential deal from this fellow at the supermarket.
Well, he must know his stuff.
But no one will really know if these sausages are going to sell until they actually go on the shelves.
I know.
And if they don't, the supermarket will just pull the rug away, believe me.
But they are a good product. He got highly commended in that food award.
Exactly. It's all coming together for him. If he took it slowly and concentrated on the outlets he's already got, he'd have a nice, steady little business.
That's not what he wants. He wants something more than that.
You'd really like to help him, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I can't help admiring his enthusiasm. It reminds me so much of John.
Oh, Peggy.
This was all John's business to start with, don't forget.
I suppose it was.
I helped him out. Tom knows I did, but he had the good grace not to mention it.
Yes.
And goodness knows, I think I can spot a total dud when I see one. I ought to be able to, after all the so-called get-rich-quick schemes Jack put me and the children through.
Fair enough.
I just think he deserves the support.
So, why aren't Pat and Tony supporting him?
Well, Tom says...
I know what Tom says, but really...
I suppose the only thing to do is to ask them.
I think that'd be a good idea.
All right, I will, when we get back.
Good. And in the meantime, I thought I'd give my accountant a ring. I'm a financial chap. Get them to have a look at Tom's figures.
That'd be a help.
It's always worth getting a second opinion.
Oh, thank you, Jack. You are thoughtful.
Oh, that's all right. I am lucky to have you, Peggy.
Oh, Jack.
Someone to do things with and your family to think about. I don't think I'll be any good on my own anymore.
Jill?
In the kitchen.
Oh, go on through, Heather.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Something smells good.
Marmalade.
Oh, I made mine at the weekend. I won't stop, Jill. I only wanted to bring you a little present.
Whatever for?
Letting me borrow your husband. Here.
Oh, biscuits. Very nice.
Well, I told her she needn't bother.
Call to Newcastle in this house, I know.
From Newcastle, in your case.
What?
Oh, it's very kind of you, but... there was absolutely no need.
I feel so bad. I mean, we didn't intend to be so long, did we, Phil?
Well, no, the time did seem to slip away.
What have you been doing?
Well, Heather wanted to go to the library, and then we had a spot of lunch.
And then we saw this poster for one of those old films.
Don't tell me. Brief Encounter.
No, it was Mrs. Miniver, actually.
The plucky little woman.
And... as you were out?
I wasn't. I was back by 12.
Oh, sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, I must get off. Ruth will be wondering what's happened to me.
Yes, she rang.
Oh, dear.
Look, I'll run you back.
Oh, don't be silly. I can walk.
Nearly dark. I wouldn't hear of it.
Oh, well, if you're sure. Oh, and I won't be needing those magazines, Jill. I'm well stocked up with books now.
Oh, good.
Bye, then.
Bye.
See you, love. And... pop the kettle on. We can have a cup of tea and one of Heather's biscuits when I get back.
Oh, Heather's biscuits, of course. Lovely.
You probably think I'm funny, wanting another look at it.
No, not at all.
It's a lovely meadow with the brook and everything, Matt.
Yeah, beautiful.
Wasted on horses, really.
Oh, now, Ruth, you'd better not say that to Yvette. Yeah. A lot of trees round about, aren't there?
Yeah. That's lower wood down there, just greening up. Hayden Wood that way, and over there, that's Long Wood, with Leader's Wood behind, and Littleton Cover.
You know what they all are.
Well, I've grown up with these woods. I've built dams on the brook, fished for tiddlers. I've seeded this pasture a few times as well.
We bent the spinner in the gateway last time, David, do you remember?
Yeah.
Happy days, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you won't have to worry about it anymore. I'll be delighted to take these few acres off your hands.
Right.
I'll get my solicitor on to it straight away. Do the searches and that.
Fine.
Don't want to find there's a motorway coming through, do we?
No, you won't.
Oh, yeah, one other thing. Would you mind if I had a fencing contractor to come and have a look-see? We'll need some post and rail fences before we can bring the horses in.
No problem, is it, David?
No. I don't know if you've got anyone in mind, but there's plenty of local guys who could do that for you, as Mike Tucker or Eddie
Bundy. No, thanks. I'll stick with the devil on that. Well, we'll all need to shake hands on it, then. Ruth? David? Brilliant. OK. You'll be hearing from my solicitors, as they say.
Yeah.
Would you like to come back for a cup of tea or something?
That's very kind of you, but no, I better shoot off. I've got a couple of people arriving at Birmingham Airport about now. They'll be in Felbersham before.
Oh, right.
Never starts, does it, eh? Well, cheerio, then.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
It's OK.
Hope we've done the right thing.
We've thought about it enough.
Yeah.
You haven't been letting the visitors ever go on the exhibits again.
Oh, hello, Kenton. No, it was Freddy. He was riding old Dobbin here the other day and there was an almighty crack.
Oh, well, the runner's split. Another job for Titcomb.
No, it's an antique. It'll have to go to the Rocking Horse Hospital. More expense.
Oh, well, never mind, Nigel. I've got something to cheer you up.
What?
What are you doing tonight?
I'm not sure. Why?
I want you to come clubbing with me.
Me?
Yeah. I'm going for a job as a manager of this club in Felbersham. I'm going to suss it out.
What about the casino job?
Oh, that, well, had a letter.
No good?
They haven't given me a second interview. I mean, the thing is, I'm actually overqualified for it. I'd be too expensive for them with my experience.
Is that what they said?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Anyway, this other place would suit me much better. You up for it?
Why can't you take Kathy?
Don't be silly.
You are still going out with her.
I can't take her to a lap dancing club.
Oh, what?
Oh, come on, Nide. When did you last have a bit of excitement?
I can't possibly. I can't believe you want to work in one of those places.
It's every man's dream, isn't it? You're just jealous.
I can't think of anything worse.
Oh, that is just the sort of absurd prejudice we've got to try and break down.
Tacky? Exploitative?
Rubbish. You're in denial. You'd love to go. You're just too scared to tell Elizabeth.
I tell Lizzie everything.
Well, more fool you. Look, Nige, I'll be honest with you. They're chucking me out at the stables. I've got to get a job. Unless, of course, you'd like to have me back here.
All right, Ben. I'll come.
Great.
And I'll drive. Even better. I'm not drinking at the moment.
I suppose that's Lizzie's idea too.
And I'm not staying late.
So the spray programme's all sorted, except that, of course, this year we've got to toe the line about the nitrates directive. Mm.
I was having a look at the regulations again last night. How do you define a steeply sloping field?
Well, they don't, of course, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, everything seems so dreary at the moment.
It can't be easy for you having to work with Brian.
Well, no, but it wouldn't be so bad if at least I was enjoying my job more.
Hey, did you ever pursue any of those contacts you made at the Oxford conference?
Hmm? Oh, no, no. Well, once you get back and get sucked into things again, well, there isn't the time, is there? You sort of lose the momentum.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You're too busy just dealing with the everyday. Whichever way you look, things seem equally grim.
Nothing's been done to stop all these cheap imports.
And still no real incentives for local quality food. I mean, except we're banging our heads against the wall with Hassett Hills.
I know. And we'll have the Herefords coming online later this year. If they're as hard to ship.
Oh, I think you'll be all right with the Herefords.
Well, we'll have to be. Pinning our hopes on this producer group for the milk. Mm. We've all of us got to borrow against our farms to get a stake in processing.
Well, the bank will be happy anyway.
Yeah, well, Ruth and I have taken a bit of a radical decision on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't spit it around, will you? But, we're selling a bit of land.
Really? Where?
Midsummer Meadow. It's right on the edge of the farm, beyond Haydenbrook.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking who to?
Matt Crawford.
David?
I know.
What does he want it for?
Horses.
Oh, really?
No, his wife's a keen rider, apparently.
Yeah, I see. You know what a weasel he is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, make sure you read the small print.
No, I will, don't worry. Yeah, we better get back, it's getting dark.
Yeah. I ought to be going anyway.
You finished for the day?
Yeah, I suppose. Though I've got a load of DEFRA stuff to go through at the cottage.
Don't want to spend your evening doing that.
That's how I spend most evenings.
What about supper?
Oh, I'm pretty handy with a tin opener.
You can't. Look, even we can do better than that.
Hey, look, I wasn't hanging for an invitation.
No, but I'm giving you one. How does cottage pie sound?
Come on, Nigel.
This is... Kenton, what if I see somebody I know?
Well, you can stop looking so sheepish for a start. Now, the girl on the coast was an absolute cracker, if she's anything to go by.
Oh, my.
Whoa, you are now entering Silicon Valley.
I've never seen
Hello.
Don't think I...
Matt Crawford, I know Nigel from shooting.
Oh, Kenton Archer.
Oh, an archer.
Yeah, pretty so.
The local mafia. Well, fancy seeing you here, Nigel.
We're here on business.
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife as well. I've got these Belgians over, and it was either this or a trip round the cathedral.
No contest, is it?
No, hardly. They are lovely girls here, very friendly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's look, don't touch. They're very strict on that.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
Hands by your sides at all times. And watch out for the house champagne. It's absolutely gnats.
I'm not drinking anyway.
He's a bundle of fun, isn't he? Anyway, better get back to the lads. I'll see you.
Bye. Come on, let's get a seat.
I just can't believe. Kenton, you can't want to work in a place like this.
Why ever not?
So what happens now? Oh, no. Oh, no. One's coming over.
Oh, thank you so much. That was just what I needed.
Any time.
Yeah, anyone who'll play picture snap with Josh.
I loved it. Well, come again. Thanks. Well, night, Ruth. Bye, Debbie.
Night, night. Drive safely.
I will. And thanks again. Bye.
Night.
You didn't mind me asking her to supper, did you?
Of course not.
Only she did seem a bit of a loose end.
I meant it. Any time. Should we have a look at the clothes?
Yeah, might as well.
Could have done without her warning us about Matt Crawford, though. Like we don't know.
Yeah. I'll be checking the small print on that contract, though, I can tell you.
After you, with a magnifying glass.
You know, I'll only stop worrying when the money's safely in the bank.
Yeah. Still, it's nothing compared to what Debbie's got to contend with.
Oh, must be awful for her at Home Farm. And she seems to have taken it on herself to look after Alice.
Oh, I don't even want to think about what things must be like over there.
No. It's a nightmare. I've got Brian bending one ear, I've got Debbie bending the other. I have to try and remember what I've said to each of them and then not tell the one what the other one's told to me. And
we're not much good at this, are we?
Well, at least you know you're safe.
Safe?
Yeah. I could never have an affair. I'm just not bright enough to keep the two stories in my head.
Not devious enough, you mean.
Well, it's not going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that's the one you want to go for, Kenton. The red dress.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, she is something else.
Where do all these girls come from, Matt?
Well, it's a rolling roster, isn't it? Some of them have been dancing for private clients. Now they're back in circulation.
No, but I mean, who are they?
Oh, well, they're over there. Red dress, that's Destiny.
Fabulous.
The blonde there, talking to my Belgian mates, that's Siren.
But do they do this for a career?
Nigel, you'll be asking me next about their pension prospects. Some of them are students, if you want to know, paying off their loans.
No.
Yeah. See her, over there at the bar. That's Amber. Degree in ancient history.
All that Ambrose. If I thought Lily might ever have to have anything to do with a place
Lily?
Like this, my little girl. I've got a photo somewhere.
Not here, Nigel. Hey, should we have another bottle?
I think you've had enough.
Oh, come on, Nigel, let yourself go.
Yeah, come on. Which one do you fancy?
None of them.
It would help you now if you weren't on the mineral water.
I hope Lily's all right.
Yeah, where's that gorgeous waitress?
She's been having some nightmares.
Yeah, eh? I'll get this one, Kenton.
And Freddie's had a bit of a cold. Yes, perhaps I should phone Lizzie.
Nigel, we come here to get away from our domestic responsibilities.
Yeah, well, you stop going on about your kids.
Well, if that's how you feel...
Oh, sit down.
If you won't have a proper drink, go mad and have an orange juice at least.
I don't want any more to drink. And you've had more than enough.
Who's for you, Mr. Pot?
I'm leaving, Kenton. If you want a lift, you'd better come with me.
What about my dance with Destiny?
The only thing you'll be dancing with is a hangover if you carry on like this.
Oh, nasty!
Look, stop telling me what to do. You've been a right misery guts all night.
I didn't want to come in the first place. Right, come on!
Get off me! I can't leave Matt on his own.
He seems to know plenty of people here already.
But I haven't...
No, even... and you're not going to.
Hello, room service.
Phil.
Breakfast in bed.
What? You've never let me sleep in.
I certainly have.
It's nearly 9 o'clock.
Well, that's not a crime, Jill. You must have needed it.
Yes, but...
Tea?
Thank you.
You've been knocking yourself out with all this sick visiting. You'll be ill yourself.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, you had a headache the other day, Monday. Here you are.
Thank you. That was nothing to do with visiting the sick.
Well, whatever. It won't hurt to let someone look after you for a change. Oh, I made some toast.
Lovely. Oh, I can't remember when I last had breakfast in bed.
After you had the twins, I think.
I don't think it was quite that long ago. Oh, did I hit the phone?
Elizabeth.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
No, not really. Except that Kenton dragged Nigel out last night to some club he's thinking of managing.
They weren't drinking, were they?
Well, Nigel wasn't. He got back safe and sober, thank goodness.
Good.
But it seems he was so dazed by the experience, he's going to be fit for nothing today. And they've got a big conference on.
Oh, dear. What sort of club was it?
Well, I hardly know how to tell you.
What?
Well, it was a lap dancing club.
Phil, that's horrible.
Yes, I know.
That's... But how could Kenton even consider it?
I have no idea.
I know he didn't get the casino job, but he can't be that desperate.
Who knows? I mean, the whole thing's just... Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm putting off your breakfast.
Yes, you are, Arthur.
Well, eat up. Go on.
Right. Oh.
What?
This isn't my marmalade.
No, it's Heather's.
Heather's?
She brought a jar down the other day.
I see.
She made a load of it for Brookfield, apparently.
Has she?
I just shoved it at the back of the cupboard, but I thought we'd better try it to show Willing.
Of course.
I had some myself. I thought it was quite nice.
Did you?
Well, don't you like it?
As you say it, sir. It's very nice.
Yes. Yeah. Well, eat up, then.
Look at that, eh, Jolene Rogers? Country tottings for February.
Jennifer's made a nice job of that. Oh, with the pictures of the catkins and all.
And them's my words. My words I sent her.
Miracle of cyberspace.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that title, though.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's a bit dull, isn't it? Boring.
What do you got in mind?
Well, I don't see why she can't call it Joe's Country Jottings. I like that.
Well, ought to be Joe's E Jottings, really.
Ah, well, you got a point there. I'll send her email and suggest it.
Yeah, you do that. She's got another of her website committee meetings tomorrow, she were telling me.
Oh, is she now? Well, I'd better get in quick then. Close this down.
You all right for coffee?
Yeah, for the moment. I ain't seen George Barford on the computer lately.
No, he ain't been in.
He'll be falling behind.
All behind you, Joe. You've got a head start with all that time you put in with Robert Snell.
Ah, well, it ain't like me to let what's new pass me by. Bit of a modernist, me.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
Hello, Kirsten.
Morning.
Oh, thanks for letting me swap today for Sunday, Jolene.
That's all right. I'm afraid it means you'll end up doing a stock take, though.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Sid's out the back. He'll tell you what's what.
OK. See you.
I'll get on if you're all right, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm doing very well. And if Derek Fletcher there's got any problems, he can always ask me.
Oh, I'd rather he asked me, thanks. We don't want his email going out to all and sundry like yours did, do we?
Morning.
Oh, morning.
You want to skive again, Bert Fry?
I'm on my way to take some silage to the ewes.
You won't find many ewes in here.
Well, I've made a bit of a diversion to register a protest with you, Jolene.
Oh?
Yes, about these computer sessions. They're discriminatory.
You were?
Lifelong learning, that's what they say, ain't it?
I don't know. Do they?
Well, I want to learn, but how can I when they're in the middle of the working day?
But the computers are here all the time, Bert.
But you're not available to help all the time, are you? Ageism, that's what I calls it.
Sorry.
I'm being excluded from opportunity because I'm too young.
Well, take the time off like you did last week.
I can't today. Why can't you tutor folk at convenient times, like dinner times and evenings or weekends?
Well, the trouble is, Bert, those aren't very convenient times for me. I mean, the pub's busy.
Oh, well. Ooh, what are you going to do about it, then?
I don't know what I can do.
Well, you'd better come up with something, else my freedom might have to think again about the hours she does.
What?
Yeah, you think about it. Now, I've got ewes to feed.
It's not a problem, is it?
Not at all. I just thought I'd check. We don't want both Heather and me turning up at the school gates like the other week.
I'm sorry about that, Jill. The kids are loving it, though, having two grandmas around.
Mine's back, Mum.
Sorry.
Well, let's hope they don't expect the same amount of attention when Heather goes home.
Oh, is she going?
No. At least I hope not.
Oh.
I've got them, David.
I'll do it. You're not to lift stuff.
Oh, honestly.
You can phone them together.
I can't believe Lamming's come round again.
No, nor me. It's not like I haven't got other stuff to do either. Debbie and I want to get out spraying soon.
There are a few less acres to spray this year, won't
we? Oh, yeah. Mum, I've been meaning to say, Midsummer Meadow. We're going ahead with the sale.
I see.
I know you and Dad aren't very happy about it.
Not entirely. I understand why you're doing it. It's your father who'll take it badly.
I know. Do you want me to ring him?
No, it's all right, I'll tell him.
If there was any other way, Jill.
I know.
David?
Yeah, in here, but...
I wondered if you'd mind if I went for my dinner a bit early.
It's not 11:30 yet.
Oh, but I want to have a go on the computer at the Bull before Jolene gets too busy.
Oh, right. Well, fine, suit yourself.
Good, thanks.
I can give you a lift down if you like.
Oh, that'll be help. Thanks, Mrs. Archer.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, just fetch me jacket.
See you after school then, Jill.
Yes, and don't worry, David, I'll tell your father. If and when I see him, of course.
Hey, why wouldn't you?
Well, we haven't managed to see that much of each other lately. We're both so busy with parish things, and there was his little jaunt with Heather the other day.
Mum really enjoyed that.
Good, that's the main thing. Oh, by the way, I'd have bought you some marmalade, but I gather you're well stocked up.
Yeah, Mum's been busy.
She bought us a jar. I'm a Sanka. Sometime. Bye for now.
Bye, Jill.
See you, Mum. Right. Better get on.
David?
Yeah?
Did you think your Mum was all right?
Huh? Yeah, seemed fine to me.
You didn't think she was a bit off?
Oh, what, about selling the land?
No. About Mum.
Your Mum?
Yeah, obviously. I just felt it was like she, well, resents her or something.
What?
Oh, it's only a couple of months since Dad died. I'd have thought Jill would understand.
Well, I'm sure she does, love.
Mum's still in shock, really.
Well, that's why Mum and Dad are doing all they can to cheer her up.
Well, yeah. But it's like, well, this is going to sound daft, but like Jill feels pushed out.
No.
Well, that's how it looks to me.
Based on what?
I don't know, really. What she said.
What? Do you mean that mix-up at school?
No. Oh, never mind. But Mum hasn't done anything. And she's certainly not tried to push anyone out.
No, of course not. But, I suppose...
That's the last thing she'd want.
No, I know, love. I know.
Racing minus pigeon.
Come again.
Or minus greyhound, or minus flat.
Joe.
Well, you know, is a way of searching on the internet.
Oh, I will see.
I'm surprised you hadn't mentioned it to Derek Fletcher, that's all.
Look, you've got to realise, half the people using these computers are still having trouble with a simple left click.
Ah.
That's £2.40, please.
Right, well, there you are.
Right,
Well, that's the last of the mixes, done.
All right, thanks, Kirsty.
How's your morning gone?
Better ask Joe.
Oh, we're all having a great time, yeah.
Good.
I reckon I'll go and join old Red Pudding.
Oh, you do that.
See you later.
Yeah, see you, Joe.
Oh, honestly, I take back everything I've ever said about teachers. They really earn their money. Some of them need telling over and over again.
Well, they are enjoying it. Mr. Pullen was thrilled he managed to send that email to his grandson.
At about the 15th attempt.
Yeah, you're making a lot of old people very happy. Think of it like that.
Well, I'll try. Of course, you're seeing everything rose-coloured at the moment.
Hey?
All love's young dream, is it?
With Chabot.
Yeah, them pins Fallon's been sticking in that wax doll ain't worked yet, then.
Look, Jolene, I'm sorry, but it's not like Chabot and Fallon were probably going out or anything.
No, well, that's not how she sees it. How she sees it is she saw him first.
Well, maybe, but it takes two, doesn't it? And if Chabot doesn't feel the same way...
No, it's not like it's the first time.
What?
First, it were Tom.
Hey, hang on. I'd already been going out with Tom before Fallon tried to move in on him at the Mikado.
Whatever. Maybe it's just a pity you go for the same kind of bloke.
Chab is nothing like Tom. Thank goodness.
You're getting on all right, then.
You know what Chab is like. He's lovely.
And how's Tom taking it?
Hard to say. We bumped into him on Sunday. He tried to make out he was on the pull with Roy.
Roy Tucker?
Exactly.
Tom were in here last night. Seemed quite cheerful.
Good for him.
But I think that were more to do with hoping his gran had back his sausages.
Good. I've taken as early a dinner as I can.
Look, Bert, I can't help you on the computer now. We're just about to start serving lunches.
But I've come down special. Or I've promised Pip I'd send her another email.
Well, I'm sorry, but there it is.
Can I get you anything?
No, there's no point in me stopping, is there, if she won't ever help me?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Look, it's quiet enough. And you've got young Kirsty here to cover the bar. You're going to find it a struggle, aren't you? Trying to cope on a Sunday dinner time or a Saturday night when my Frieda's not here.
You're not seriously going to take Frieda off me?
You're leaving me no alternative.
Oh, well, all right. Look, you mind the bar, Kirsty, and we'll do this email now.
That's more likely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you'd best be quick.
Yeah, what the...
Oh.
Oh, it's dross.
Oh, I can't type with that row going on.
They've got to record their song for Radio Portsmouth, haven't they?
Yeah, well, not no, they can't. Look, I'm sorry, Bert, I'm going to have to go and sort this one out.
What? But... Oh, I'll bet Bill Gates never had to put up with this kind of thing.
Racing minus pigeon.
Come again.
Or minus greyhound, or minus flat.
Joe.
Well, you know, is a way of searching on the internet.
Oh, I will see.
I'm surprised you hadn't mentioned it to Derek Fletcher, that's all.
Look, you've got to realise, half the people using these computers are still having trouble with a simple left click.
Ah.
That's £2.40, please.
Right, well, there you are.
Right,
And that's the last of the mixes done.
All right, thanks, Kirsty.
How's your morning gone?
Better ask Joe.
Oh, we're all having a great time, yeah.
Good.
I reckon I go and join old Red Pullen.
Oh, you do that.
See you later.
Yeah, see you, Jim.
Oh, honest. I take back everything I've ever said about teachers. They really earn their money. Some of them need telling over and over again.
Well, they are enjoying it. Mr. Pullen was thrilled he managed to send that email to his grandson.
At about the 15th attempt.
Yeah, you're making a lot of old people very happy. Think of it like that.
Well, I'll try. Of course, you're seeing everything rose-coloured at the moment.
Eh?
All love's young dream, is it?
Mm. With jabber.
Yeah, them pins Fallon's been sticking in that wax doll ain't worked yet, then.
Look, Jolene, I'm sorry, but it's not like Chabra and Fallon were properly going out or anything.
Oh, well, that's not how she sees it. How she sees it is she saw him first.
Well, maybe, but it takes two, doesn't it? And if Chabra doesn't feel the same way...
Well, it's not like it's the first time.
What?
First it were Tom.
Hey, hang on. I'd already been going out with Tom before Fallon tried to move in on him at the Mikado.
Whatever. Maybe it's just a pity you go for the same kind of bloke.
Chabra's nothing like Tom. Thank goodness.
You're getting on all right, then.
You know what Chabra's like. He's lovely.
And how's Tom taking it?
Hard to say. We bumped into him on Sunday. Mm. He tried to make out he was on the pull with Roy.
Roy Tucker?
Exactly.
Tom were in here last night. Seemed quite cheerful.
Mm, good for him.
But I think that were more to do with hoping his gran had back his sausages.
Right. I've taken as early a dinner as I can.
Look, Bert, I can't help you on the computer now. We're just about to start serving lunches.
But I've come down special. Oh, I've promised Pip I'd send her another email.
Well, I'm sorry, but there it is.
Can I get you anything?
No, no, there's no point in me stopping, is there, if she won't ever help me?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Look, it's quiet enough, and you've got young Kirsty here to cover the bar. You're going to find it a struggle, aren't you? Trying to cope on a Sunday dinner time or a Saturday night when my Frieda's not here.
You're not seriously going to take Frieda off me?
You're leaving me no alternative.
Oh, well, all right. So you mind the bar, Kirsty, and we'll do this email now.
That's more likely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you'd best be quick.
Yeah, what the?
Oh, it's dross.
Well, I can't type with that row going on.
They've got to record their song for Radio Portsmouth, haven't they?
Yeah, well, not no, they can't. Look, I'm sorry, Bert, I'm going to have to go and sort this one out.
What? But... Oh, I'll bet Bill Gates never had to put up with this kind of thing.
Pat's got an apology to make.
Sorry you didn't get these veg yesterday, Jennifer.
Oh, that's all right.
The van was playing up. Gosh, how many are you expecting at this website meeting?
Hmm?
Well, all these biscuits.
Oh, yes, that's probably enough.
Loads. Unless you've got Joe Grundy coming.
Oh, no, thank goodness.
He's giving Jolene a hard time at her computer classes, I gather. So's Bert.
Oh?
Yeah, Bert can't get away in the day, so she's had to agree to give him separate sessions after work.
Oh, and Joe's already started nagging me about his next month's jottings.
The new site looks really good.
Oh, it's still under development, really. I've had to re-register the domain name and everything.
Mum, can you... Oh, hi, Pat.
Hello, Debbie.
Mum, I'm expecting a rep about deer pellets. Can you call me on the mobile when he arrives?
But I've got my website committee meeting. Isn't Brian about?
Nope.
Oh, right then. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Thanks.
Oh, close the door, darling. It's cold.
Good morning, Debbie.
Oh, Gran, sorry. Go on through.
Oh, thank you.
See you. Yes, bye, darling.
Hello, Mum. Let me have your coat.
How was London, Peggy?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Even Jack couldn't fault the hotel. And the show was just as I remembered it.
Oh, good. So are you two going to slow down a bit now?
Yes, you have been gadding about. Well, I must admit, we are quite tired. I feel so out of touch with Ambridge. Is it true, Pat, that Tom and Kirsty have split up?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Betty told me just now. What a shame.
Yeah, how's he been about it?
Oh, well, you know, boys. He took a while to tell us, and now he's making out he couldn't care less.
I'm sure that's not how he really feels. They've been together a long time.
3 years. And it doesn't help that she's immediately hooked up with Chabba.
Oh, no.
I think he feels pretty kicked in the teeth, really. How's Debbie coping?
Oh, she has good days and bad days, I think.
Like we all do.
Yes, but you saw her just now. She doesn't say much.
Oh, it's bad enough when it's you, but it's so tough seeing your kids go through it.
Yes.
Yes.
Still, even if it doesn't seem like it now, Debbie will realise in the end she's much better off without Simon.
I think we all know that.
And she's made the decision. That's the difficult bit.
Do you think so? Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think living with a decision's a difficult bit.
I can't believe you're not fully organic at Lower Loxley.
We already source what we can locally. It's all good and wholesome.
Oh, Elizabeth, it's not the same.
And how would it marry with the special days we do in the summer? All burger vans and candy floss?
So, you're giving people a choice. Here, tell you what, have a few leeks.
What?
I'm taking some to Helen. Pulled first thing.
Tony, I really...
Where's your car?
It's over there.
Is it open?
Yes,
but... You give them to Owen and see what he says.
All right, then.
Oh, great. And tell him from me that if he can't tell the difference, he deserves the sack.
They won't be all muddy, will they?
Oh, don't worry. I'll stick a bit of paper round them.
Elizabeth?
Morning, Brian.
I won't hold you up. I just wondered... Have you heard from Siobhan at all?
You know I have. She copied me that picture of Rory as well.
Oh, yes, of course. And hasn't he grown?
Well, that's what babies are supposed to do.
Yes. Look, Siobhan and I aren't meant to be in contact. Well, apart from the standing order, obviously. But anyway, I emailed her back just saying thank you. I didn't really expect a reply, but... Oh, Elizabeth, how are they?
How do you think?
Well, oh, no, please, Elizabeth.
They're as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
Right, right.
What do you expect me to say?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just wanted to talk about Siobhan and Rory to someone who knows.
Well, it's not a conversation I want to have.
Sorry.
Please, don't put me in this position again. It's difficult enough as it is.
Yes, I know.
You've made your choice, Brian, and you've just got to live with it.
I thought the meeting went quite well.
Only because Linda wasn't here.
Probably.
When she hears what we've decided, she's bound to want it all changed. Oh, dear.
I don't know about me. You're the one who seems tired.
Yes, I didn't sleep very well. I took a tablet about 1 o'clock.
Jennifer, I don't like you taking those.
No, nor do I. But I couldn't bear to be lying awake any longer. Anyway, I still feel like a zombie.
I do worry about you, dear. How are things?
Oh, Mum. I'm like Debbie. Good days and bad days. I'm trying to go on as normal, whatever that is. But it's very hard.
I know.
Some days are okay. Some are awful. Yesterday, I suddenly realised why Brian was so keen to help Debbie and Simon buy Honeysuckle Cottage. It was to help her out.
Oh, of course.
And do you remember those grouse in the summer? You know, I promised you and Jack a brace.
But in the end, you had Elizabeth and Nigel over.
Yes, well, he bought them. He hadn't been shooting at all.
What?
She was doing some translating in Biarritz.
Oh, no.
And she must have been, 6 months pregnant? And the thought of them, oh, I don't know, walking around and eating out, and people thinking they were a couple, and at rest. He was never that interested in me when I was pregnant.
Oh, Jennifer, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
You mean staying with him?
Yes, if it's hurting you this much.
Well, it's going to hurt whatever I do. And the stupid thing is, Brian's suffering too.
He deserves to.
No, no. It's a terrible thing he's had to do, Mum, to know nothing about the baby.
But what did he think was going to happen?
And Debbie's hardly speaking to him. Sometimes he looks so haggard.
I shouldn't waste your time feeling sorry for him.
But in a way I do. And for little Rory. Not to know his father.
Oh, Jennifer, for goodness sake, you should be thinking about yourself.
I am. And how I felt with Adam.
I don't know what to think. I suppose you and Brian have just got to give it time.
That's what everybody says, isn't it?
Would it help if you were to go away together for a bit? Alice could come to us if Debbie's too busy to keep an eye on her.
No, no, Mum, I don't think so.
Sometimes it does you good to get away. That's what Jack and I found, anyway.
Well, it's not quite the same, is it? And I think Brian and I, we're better here, with things to occupy us.
Well, the offer's there.
Thanks, Mum. But it's only a month now till Adam comes home, and I think I'd rather soldier on.
Oh, that's something to look forward to anyway.
Yes. I'm just hanging on for that, really.
Debbie? God, I was yelling for you outside.
Anything in particular?
No, just wanted to check how things were. Is this the sample the rep left?
Yep.
Well, may as well see what the dear think of it, I suppose. Your mother's website meeting seems to have gone well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good idea of yours to make it into a village website.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty good idea of yours to get her the new computer.
Well, it seemed the obvious thing. She'd got all that material.
Yeah, shame to waste it. And the fact that it kept her occupied all summer while you conducted your double life, well worth the expense.
Debbie.
Actually, there was something. The year-end accounts and the IACs.
Yes, I must get stuck in.
I've already started. Anyway, I had a thought.
Oh?
Yeah, apart from the rape, none of the other break crops are making any money at all. We'd be better off putting half the IX acreage into set aside.
You're not serious.
Why not? It's allowed.
Well, I know.
Why go through all the hassle? The spraying, the strain at harvest. We'd have to halve the arable costs, of course, offload some machinery.
We've just got the new combine and the cultivator.
Make one of the lads redundant, unless you'd like to let me go.
Debbie.
That'd be a saving. Or, hey, you could always cut back yourself.
Well, you know we've trimmed costs as much as we can.
Have we? Don't think you have.
I have. I haven't replaced the car this year.
Oh, that's big of you. Anyway, I'm talking about regular outgoings.
Like what?
Take a look at the accounts sometime. There certainly isn't the income in this farm to support your bizarre lifestyle.
When was this?
On Monday, with his business plan.
I see.
Which I thought was very thorough. But just to be sure, Jack had a couple of his advisers check it over.
And what did they think?
Robust was the word they used.
Oh?
But Tom tells me you have a few reservations.
Well, do you want to start, Tony?
Yes, all right. Well, the thing is, Mum, we're on our uppers as it is. We're already struggling to break even at the shop. The last thing we need is another risky enterprise.
We'd like to support him, Peggy, but we'd just be spreading ourselves too thinly. And the other thing is dealing with the supermarkets.
Yeah, Pat's had plenty of experience with that.
Oh, half the time they operate without a proper contract, and even if they do give you one, they'll just tear it up at a moment's notice.
It's not the guaranteed market that Tom seems to think
it is. I've been there, Peggy. They chop and change the orders, they make demands.
They own you body and soul.
Hmm. But there's nothing else stopping you.
Well, isn't that enough?
Yes. But look, my position's very different. I have got the money to invest. Let's face it, any investment's a risk these days.
Right.
So, investing in a member of the family right now seems like a good opportunity.
Well, if that's how you feel.
After all, it's no more than I did for John.
No, that's true.
Well, in the end, Mum, it's up to you.
Good. I'm glad you see it like that. Anyway, I'd like to tell Tom myself, so perhaps you wouldn't say anything till I've spoken to him.
No, of course not.
Jack and I'll just talk it through then.
Fine.
Thank you. And thanks for the tea.
Well, thank you, Peggy, for supporting him.
Now, I must get going.
I'll get your coat.
Tom's got a lot about him. You've done a very good job with your children, both of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
Here we are.
Oh, right.
Wrap up warm, Mum. It's chilly out there.
Yes, I know. Anyway, bye, dear.
I'll see you out.
See you.
Bye. Bye. Well, what do you reckon?
Well, I don't know, really. It's all very well her saying that she can afford the risk, but it's my inheritance she's risking,
oh,
isn't it? No, to be honest, I might as well have backed on myself.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, no, that's mean. No, good for her, and good for Tom.
It's very forward-looking of her. In a way, it lets us off.
Yes, yeah, true. And it's much better he should get backing from someone in the family.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a good lad, really. He deserves the break.
Ready.
Well, if we're going out for the day, we'd better get on.
It's a lovely idea, Phil.
Yeah, we've been meaning to go to Cheltenham again for ages.
I feel really spoilt.
Yeah, about time. Oh, have some toast while it's hot.
Thanks. Oh, two sorts of marmalade.
Yes, yours and Heather's.
Here you are. Thank you. I think I'll have honey this morning.
Right. And I'm going to have some of this.
Mine?
Yes. I think I find Heather's a bit sickly.
Really? Oh, well. What time do you want to leave, then?
Ah, well, there's something I'd like to do first.
Well, that's fine. I've got plenty I can do in the house.
Well, it won't take long, but I want to go up to Brookfield.
All right. What for?
Well, I want to talk to you about it first. It's about this land deal with Matt Crawford.
Oh, that.
I've been thinking, that money we've got in the Building Society, if you agree, I'd like to offer it to Ruth and David as a loan.
Then it's only a few thousand.
Yes, I know.
It's nothing like what they get for selling the land.
No, I realise that, but if you would just ease them through till the money from the Hereford starts coming in.
I don't think it'd be enough, love.
No, probably not, but... Well, I'd like to make the offer anyway, if that's all right with you.
Of course. You do whatever you think best.
I just feel I want to do all I possibly can.
Oh, love.
Anyway.
See what they say.
Yeah.
Now... Finish your toast, or do you want me to make you some fresh?
No, this is fine. Wouldn't waste your marmalade.
Well, if you see Heather when you're up there, thank her for hers.
Yes, I will.
And if you're not keen on it as it is, I can always use it in a pudding.
Oh, go on, just a quick drink. Kathy's working.
No, I'm sorry, Kenton. I promised Alice.
What is this riding thing?
A local show jumping competition.
She's got you polishing bridles, has she?
Something like that.
There's no way for a single girl to spend a Friday night, Debs.
Oh, I've had my big night out this week. Supper with Ruth and David.
Ooh, you really know how to spoil yourself.
I'd rather do that than go to a lap dancing club, thank you very much.
Oh, you heard about that?
I heard Nigel was so overcome, he was good for nothing the next day.
He was a right party pooper. I'd been waiting all night for a dance with Destiny.
What?
Oh, she's one of the dancers. They all have these weird names.
Right. And she's special, is she?
Oh, yes.
How?
She defies description. Let's just say her, her chest must have kept a few cosmetic surgeons busy.
Kenton, you are disgusting.
But you love me for it.
No, I don't.
Well, why are you laughing then?
I'm not.
Yeah, right. Anyway, how have you been?
Yeah, okay. Yesterday was bad.
Well, you should have given me a call.
Yeah, maybe.
Not that I've got much to laugh about. Shula and Alistair are kicking me out.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, Big Al has spoken.
Oh, I'm so scared.
So, where are you... Oh, hey, you're not moving in with me.
Oh, thanks.
I've just got rid of one waistron.
Thanks again.
Can't you go to Cathy's?
Oh, I don't know yet. I haven't asked. It'll probably all blow over.
You hope?
Yeah, something will turn up.
Well, you've got to get one of these jobs you keep going for.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Are you sure you wouldn't like me to move in with you? I could be your au pair.
I don't think so.
I thought that's what all you independent women really wanted. A wife.
It's got to be easier than having a husband.
You sure you won't change your mind about tonight?
No. Sorry, I can't let Alice down.
Do you know your problem, Debbie? You're too nice.
Probably. I could stop for a coffee now, if you like. Come back to the house.
No, no, I can't. Places to go, people to see.
Oh, I won't hold you up then.
Yeah, I think I'd better pay a courtesy call on Mum and Dad. Just to check they haven't forgotten who I am.
Can I have that bigger hammer, Ruth?
Yeah.
Thanks. I ought to replace this whole strip, really.
Just bang it back for now.
I'm going to. I've got all day. Hey, how much for hiring the bull upstairs on a Sunday, do you think?
I don't know.
Well, I think we should book it. It'd be a much better place for Chabba's farewell than having it here.
Much easier.
We'll provide the food, put 50 quid behind the bar to start it off, and then after that, everyone can drink what they want and pay for it.
Sounds good to me. I'll check with Jolene and have a word with him about who he wants to invite.
I don't suppose Tom will be on the guest list.
I don't suppose he'd want to come.
Chabba's turned out to be quite a heartbreaker, hasn't he?
Yeah. I keep telling Lucia she missed her chance.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Oh, hi, Dad. Well, don't let me stop you. You're doing a good job there.
No, it'll do for now. Alistair will be here any minute to do some PDs.
I'm not stopping. I just wanted to have a word about this land sale business.
Oh, yeah?
Well, look, David, I know it's not a lot, but your mother and I have got a few thousand tucked away, and if it's any use to you, any use at all, you'd be more than welcome to have it as a loan.
Dad, that's really good of you.
Well, I know it's nothing like as much as you'd get from selling Midsummer Meadow, but, well, if it had tied you over till the Herefords are ready for the market, well, I mean, that'd be something, surely.
We can't take your money, Dad, and leave you and Mum short.
Well, not using it. I mean, it's just sitting there. It's not even earning much interest.
It's really kind of you, Phil.
I mean, I do realise your mother and I are one of your major outgoings. Our pension is one of your fixed costs.
Dad, I'm not asking you to take a drop in that.
Well, no, you haven't. And I'm grateful. It doesn't mean I'm not aware that we're a burden to you.
You're certainly not that.
Look at all that you and Mum do for us.
Oh, we don't do a lot, really. And what we do do, we're happy to. All I wanted was to let you know we've been thinking about it and the offer's there.
Well, we'll have a think about it too, won't we, Ruth?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Well, I won't stay. We're off out for the day.
Great, somewhere nice.
In Cheltenham. We thought we could have a bit of a mooch round and a spot of lunch.
Oh, Mum will enjoy that.
Yes, she's been knocking herself out doing all this sick visiting round the parish. She hasn't been herself at all lately.
No, I said that the other day, didn't I, David?
Yeah.
Let's hope that's all it is, and today I'll book her up a bit.
Yes. Anyway, let me know what you think about the loan.
We will. Thanks, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, Phil. That was awkward.
Yeah. Poor Dad.
A few thousand. It's a drop in the ocean.
I know. It's hopeless.
He must know that.
Well, I don't know. I suppose I haven't really spelled out how bad things are. I don't want to.
No, don't.
Like I didn't feel bad enough. He really doesn't want Midsummer Meadow to go.
Nor do we, if we had any choice. But we need what Matt's willing to pay.
Yeah. I'll just have to tell Dad straight.
I feel dreadful. I haven't had a chance to do any housework all week.
This is disgraceful.
And your father and I are going out in a bit.
It's okay, Mum. You can dust around me. I don't mind.
I'll have to. I take it you've got time on your hands, Kenton.
Me? No. Just a small window in a busy day.
You're still applying for lots of jobs, are you?
My pen is permanently uncapped.
Like at the lap dancing club.
My, news does travel fast, doesn't it?
Well, what do you expect if you make Nigel your partner in crime?
Oh, Mum, spare me the lecture, please. These places are perfectly legal.
It doesn't mean they're desirable.
That depends on your point of view.
Let's not get involved in the morality. I simply don't want a son of mine working at a place like that.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's not like I'd be the one dancing on the tables or round the
Kent
pole.
Kent and I don't want to hear what goes on.
Well, if you don't know what goes on, how do you know they're such a bad thing?
The idea of a casino is bad enough. And how you could encourage Tony to go along.
What?
If you'd seen what Peggy went through with his father,
Dan. Oh, look, Mum, I came round nice and friendly to say hello. I didn't think I was going to be got at.
Kenton, I'm not trying to get at you. But it goes on and on. Can you really not find something sensible to do?
Whatever I do, it'll never be good enough for you and Dad.
That's not true.
Look, I am trying, Mum. I mean, the reason these jobs in the leisure industry are so attractive is there's accommodation thrown in.
I dare say you know Shula and Alistair are chucking me out.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've got to find somewhere else to live, and fast.
There must be some way round it, without having to work somewhere quite so sleazy.
Yeah, well, of course there's another way. Yeah, Shula and Alistair have done their bits of Lizzie and Nigel. It's about time Dave put me up.
At Brookfield?
Hmm. There'll be a room free once Chubba's gone.
Well, I don't think so.
Or even better, how about Rickyard or the bungalow?
Those are holiday cottages. They'll be let out from Easter.
Well, OK, till Easter then.
No, Kenton. They've got enough to think about.
Oh, yeah, right, with the money rolling in from the rolling acres.
Don't you ever read the papers or talk to people in the pub?
What?
Farming's thoroughly depressed. Oh. Ruth and David are really hard up.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They're even having to sell some land.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, well, that's dreadful.
Yes, it is. Your father's very upset about it, you can imagine.
Jill, all set?
Nearly. I've had a visitor. Don't say anything.
Yeah, OK.
Well, let's get off while it's still fine. Oh, hello, Kenton.
Hi, Dad.
Mother and I are going out for the day.
Yeah, she said. Well, thanks for the coffee, Mum.
That's all right.
Oh, don't let me chase you out. It'll take her at least 20 minutes to get ready.
Phil, I'm not that bad.
No, don't worry. I'm out of here. There's something I've got to do.
Well, you'll have to take them back again. They're not what we ordered. It's not Navy, it's Royal. Excuse me, no, look, I'll have to phone you back. Yes, bye.
This is a bit of luck. Huh?
For whom, exactly?
Oh, hello to you too, Elizabeth.
The answer's no, Kenton.
What?
I know what you want. You want to come and stay here again.
No,
if you think after what you made Nigel do the other night...
He had a lovely time. Anyway, that's not what it's about.
What is it about, then?
Dave flogging off the family silver.
What?
They're selling some land at Brookfield.
What? Where?
Well, I don't know exactly. Mum just let it out.
When did this happen?
Well, I don't think it has happened yet. I assume it's all going through. Good how we were consulted, though, isn't it?
Well...
I mean, I thought we had those so-called shares.
We do. They're not the sort that give us any dividends or anything. Or any say in the running of the farm.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, all they mean is if the farm's sold, we're entitled to a share.
Yeah, well, it is being sold. Well, part of it. So, we're entitled, right?
Well, yes. Yes, well, when you put it like that, I suppose we are.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.